Well, good morning.
It's Wednesday, 4th of July, 6:36 a.m. Trying to get this walk out of the way before it heats up. Yesterday was a disaster. Well, I should reframe that. Yesterday was a day of unexpected side trips. I started out with the trip to DIA at 4:30 in the morning. That wasn't exactly unexpected, but it certainly threw everything else of the day off. Even when I came back and did the walk, it was later than I needed to be because it was really hot. And then I got back and I realized that I needed to deal with the axle problem in the van. So I called them, said, can you get this in today? And they said, well, yeah, actually, because we got everybody's on holiday except our mechanics. So, yeah, we got plenty of time. If you can bring it in and leave it. So I did. And they gave me a ride home. And then I tried to write. And every time I turned around, there was some other issue. The first issue was Bank of America, and while somebody said, one of the finance people at Sifo said, yeah, all you have to do is Bank of America in Greeley, so just go over there, they'll set you up with a card. So after I got back from my walk, after I posted, I went and looked up Bank of America in Greeley. And yeah, they've got 14 locations in Greeley. I thought, great. So I started looking at them. They're all ATMs. The nearest place that has an office is in Boulder, which is like 40 miles away. And there was no way I could get to Boulder yesterday. So I played phone tag with Bud. For about an hour. And we never did get it resolved yesterday. But he's out. He's traveling this week. This weekend. So we'll have to do something next week. And in theory, we don't have to do too much. I may have to go to Boulder to sign a signature card, but so that took up a lot of the morning. And then every time I turned around, there was something else that needed my attention. So the morning kind of fizzled out. I was so tired that I'd sit down to write and then realize that I'm falling asleep. So after I got the kid to school, I'm back again. I'd done about two sprints, maybe three. But two of them were like 8 minutes long because I was just about to get started and then get interrupted. I did a terrible job of protecting my sprint time, in large part because I couldn't stay awake. So after lunch, I said, all right, this is silly, I'm going to take a nap. Oh, at lunchtime, the garage called and I could have the van back. And I asked, well, I have a Taurus that hasn't got AC, can you do an AC job this afternoon? I said, oh yeah, bring it in. So I took the Taurus over and grabbed the van and came home. And I had a Taurus all afternoon. I get a little nervous around 5 o'clock. They don't call me back yet. I mean, this is like an hour's worth of work. But after lunch, we now have one complete vehicle. Second one in the garage. And I sat down. I thought, I'll take a nap. You know, take a quick 20-minute nap, I'll feel better. I could sprint in the afternoon. I know I've got a 3 o'clock appointment. I have to take the kid to an appointment at 3. She'll run till 4. I need to find something for dinner. So I sat down, settled in, took a nap, and woke up when the kid woke me up to let me know it was almost time to go. I'd slept for 2 hours. I was tired. I was apparently very tired. So the afternoon got eaten up. Then I did a grocery run, so I had something fixed for supper. I got supper going. And began to worry that the car had a problem because they hadn't called me back. So eventually they called and said, yeah, well, it needs just needs a pound of Freon, and now we had to reload our machine, so it'll be just a little while. Okay. So I put dinner prep on hold and waited until 6 and had my wife drive me over. And they kept me waiting until almost 7. They gave me a list of things that didn't make a lot of sense in terms of additional repairs. So I'm not sure if I believe them or not. I'll take it over to the dealership probably tomorrow. So the cleanup from dinner, since I didn't get dinner going until 7. Cleanup from dinner went till 8. I got one sprint in. A 25-minute sprint at 8:30. And then it's like, it was a good sprint. But I took my pills, did my meditation, called it a day. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk pose. So yesterday was not a big word count day. Yesterday was a big chores day. And I'm hoping, in spite of the fact that I did not get a sprint in before I left, I got up late. So in spite of that, I hope I'm going to be able to go home and just settle in. Two black labs up here. A little breeze came up, that feels good. But we have a problem with the air conditioner for the house. Last night we had a little bit of issue. It didn't seem to be running. So I did a couple things. I washed off the compressor, because it was covered in cottonwood again. Let's see if I can get around these people. Morning.
There he is. Now hold on, don't go after people.
Bunny all along, they like the bunny. So the compressor would come on and it would cut off almost instantly. It'd come on and cut off almost instantly. And at around 7:30, 8 o'clock, the outdoor temperature was actually cooler than the indoor temperature. So I pull the breaker, give the AC unit a chance to thaw out or reset or whatever it needs to do. Because it tried to come on. And I don't know if our saver switch was just malfunctioning at some point in the last, I don't know, month, I don't look at it. It got knocked off the unit. It's down on the ground. Which probably isn't helping it any. So one of the things that it could be is that the copper lines froze. So the compressor would come on and then have to shut off immediately because of the pressure in the line. wait till my wife gets up. We got the windows open. She's trying to cool the house down a little bit. But it's going to be 70 here soon. Breeze feels good. I'm just making sure the windows are getting that. And worst case, so I have to wait till tomorrow and call the electrical company. Or call the furnace company, or both. Key is going to be getting the temperature in the house turned, get pulled down because of here in the morning while it's cool. And then keep it cool by blocking it off again. And we stay in the cellar. Cellar stays 10 to 50 degrees cooler than upstairs. Where the computers are, it's where we'll spend most of the day anyway, so no major hardship. Oh, that breeze feels good. I feel like I've done nothing but sweat for the last 3 days. Can always go sit in the car, turn the air conditioning on, I suppose. We're going to have no kids home. I got one in California, and I got one that's going up to Estes Park this afternoon for the fireworks show up there. So it'll just be the wife and I this evening. I picked up some salmon. I'm going to grill a salmon. She likes salmon. I like salmon. Kids, not so much. They don't like salmon. Coming up, here it is, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.